The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. We're hearing a lot about what is termed transgenderism these days. Some say it's an option. Some say it's a choice. Some say it's a right. The Bible teaches it is sin. Most who promote the idea of transgenderism are also the people who push the murder of a child in the womb as being a choice of death for the baby. Isn't it interesting how Satan gives to sins a more acceptable name so that they will be more readily accepted by the masses? Let's consider why what is called transgenderism is sin. For starters, it's not logical, neither in origin nor in practice. No matter what kind of surgery you have on the body, you cannot change the genes. We are internally what God made us to be, either a male or a female. That cannot change. Change on the outside doesn't change what's inside, not in the genes or internal organs. Neither can we change the way we go about doing things. All established order in this earth recognizes a male approach to things and a female approach to things. Thus, you can be a transvestite, in other words, you can dress like the opposite sex, but you cannot be transgendered. But more importantly, a so-called gender change directly attacks the order of God, which is the essence of sin. Sin means to miss the mark which God has set for us. God planned for there to be two sexes, male and female, and He determined which sex all of us would be. The Bible states, quote, "So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them." So God made us male and female, the Bible says so. Thus, God wanted there to be two sexes, as He demonstrates in all creation. And He also chooses what sex each one of us would be and releases that into the one cell formed at our conception in our mother's womb. Thus, any attempt to change our sex is a direct attack on the plan of God for us and for the family as an institution. That, ladies and gentlemen, is called by God sin. So what should we do with those who are deceived into thinking they are, quote, transgender? We should pray for them and witness to them about how Christ came to deliver them from every sin, including transgenderism. The school should refer these confused students to a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled pastor who knows how to deal with Satan's bondages. Thus, the student can learn of God's purpose for them and His power through Christ to deliver them from the deception of transgenderism, and then to embrace the will of God for them in the sex which God determined they would be. To make myself absolutely clear, modern psychology has no answers for those who are confused about their sexuality. Once again, what the Bible teaches is the battleground. Satan always works to hide, twist, or replace the words spoken by God and recorded in the Bible in an effort to push his ideas off on mankind. This is always what the battle is about. And if we don't recognize the battle and choose whose side we're going to be on, we wind up on Satan's side by default. Will you read the Bible daily? Will you read it from Genesis through Revelation? Will you take your stand with God by accepting as a moral standard only what the Bible teaches is right about every issue? This is the battleground of our time. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.